Thank you for calling customer support. My name is James. How may I help you?
Hi, I would like to cancel a subscription I did not on purposely acquire.
May I have your zip code, please?
83655.
And your first and last name?
Tanya Toller.
Just a moment. Okay, and can you verify your address, please?
My what?
Can you verify your address, please?
My address is 4877 Sand Hollow Road, New Plymouth, Idaho, 83655.
Okay, yes, I do see here the Focus watch where an order was placed on April the 20th. And I do see the end of trial charge placed on May the 6th, two charges, $64.97. And $69.97. And that is the last straight sale for that watch.
It's what?
Yes, ma'am. That was. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I just want to cancel any subscription I have with this company. I don't want any more charges, and I would like a confirmation email of my cancellation.
It's not a subscription. That is the last straight sale charge with that watch. You pay the shipping and handling.
Can you send me an email confirming that?
I don't think there's an email. I don't think the company does emails, but I can give you the website if you would like to go to the direct section on the terms and conditions saying
so
that it is a straight sale.
I talked to the direct I talked to a very knowledgeable person through my credit card, and they said this was a subscription that I would continue getting this bill every month if I did not call this number
no,
and cancel my subscription.
I'm looking at the actual company's words here, and it is a where you pay the trial. It is a trial offer where you pay for the shipping and handling, and then you have 14 days to call in. After those 14 days, then you are billed the full amount for that watch.
Oh,
it's
okay,
not
gotcha.
A reoccurring
okay.
charge.
And you're a third party. You're not a part of the business. So I'm not
yes,
going to get angry with you. Don't worry about that.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand, but there won't be any more charges.
There will
but
be
I
no
can,
more charges whatsoever. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I can blacklist the account
so the
if
thing
you
is,
like.
So the thing I'm quick want to ask you a question is, I know it was for that silly watch that I thought
mm-hmm.
was free, just shipping and handling. But when I went, this charge that I received for $60-some right now in May, it goes to a website that is a subscription website for some kind of coronavirus counseling.
Coronavirus counseling?
Let me grab
one.
My other piece of paper real quick. Let me grab my other piece of paper that I wrote the information on. It goes to qualitylifebalance.com, and when I click on it, it's a counseling site, and it has the word corona all over it. It doesn't say coronavirus, but it says corona. And it goes to qualitylifebalance.com, and that is who is charging me the $69, which has nothing to do with the watch.
For here, this website is focuswatchtech.com.
Well, I'm telling you right now, on my credit card bill, it says qualitylifebalance.com billed me in April for $18.94 when I did the stupid thing I did. Was right after I clicked it, I'm like, oh, that's going to be a scam, and I'm going to pay for it. And now on May 10th, they charged me $69 and some cents. So I called my credit card fraud department. And they gave me this number to call and to make sure that I canceled, that it is a subscription. Is this just the wrong number?
No, ma'am. I'm looking here at your account with the Yahoo email and your name and address for the Focus Watch. That name may be the name of maybe the gateway of the company, maybe. I'm not sure, but here it is, the Focus Watch. Or that may just be the name. Maybe that goes with the payment, but I can get that account blacklisted, so there won't be any more orders in the future, even if attempted.
Okay. Is there any way you can send me an email confirmation about that or to the Yahoo address?
I don't think there are emails about it being blacklisted. It's just if you were to go and try to place an order, even with, you just wouldn't be able to do it with your information, that payment information or anything. It would have to be not you at all because it's completely blacklisted.
Okay. So if I, so again, the person, my credit card company gave me this 1-877 blah, blah, blah number that I just called and got you. If I was to call it again, I would probably get a different person.
Yes, but it'll still be a call center.
Yeah. Yeah.
About the same thing, and they're going to see my name on the account.
Okay. Well, if I get another charge in June, I won't be so reasonable.
There won't be.
Upset.
They can't charge you in June due to the account being blacklisted.
Okay.
Like it's banned, basically.
Okay. Well, I'm going to choose to trust that, and I will be watching my account like a hawk. And, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all I can do is go from the information you're giving me, so I appreciate you explaining it to me.
Yes, ma'am.
So
and I do thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy the rest of your night.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.